First episode of the year, Do Less Guests. What's up, Jake?
Hi.
We're back.
Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for having me on, man.
Yeah, well, it's always a pleasure to be in your house.
Right. I know. I just...
So thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for renting the studio and letting me get it out.
Hang out with me in your house.
Yeah. First episode of the year, guys. Make sure we have a comment section on the site, so please use that.
Pretty
cool. And we're having more and more content we're putting out. And tell your friends and tell your friends. And if you sign them up, and then they could kind of form a team.
If each one of you tells three friends, and each one of them tells three friends in your downline, then now we're working with something.
Yeah.
You can get that Mercedes Benz. Mm-hmm. You deserve it. Work in your PJs, guys. You got this.
Yep.
Speaking of money, this episode is, we have a sponsor, and it's brought to you by Jake's Quadriceps. Sorry, Jake's Hamstrings.
Is that a new CBD?
Yes, it is taken by mouth once daily. Okay. No, Jake's. This episode's brought to you by Jake's Hamstrings. I worked out this morning and did a full-on workout for the first time since high school football. Like 10 years.
And you just went straight to the hammies.
I did everything, dude.
It's a bold strategy.
We squatted. So it's a pretty nice setup. You know, I got a new house, one new roommate. One remains the same. I think I've talked about it on the pod. One of my roommates is a woodworker, makes custom furniture. So he's built us multiple pieces of woodworking or of workout equipment out of wood. We got a squat rack. We got a pull-up bar.
Wow.
It's awesome. My other roommate.
Made out of wood.
Yeah. I mean, there's some metal involved, a lot of the structure is all wood.
I guess that's possible. I'm just picturing the sketchy
like medieval thing. Working out.
Like, one more. And you're like, get a 6-inch splinter in your back.
Cracked. So yeah, one roommate is making equipment for us. The other one, his dad used to be the strength and conditioning coach at Alabama.
Okay.
So he knows a lot about muscles. Mm-hmm. So between them two, I just kind of show up and we're going to make it happen. We're going to start working out.
It's a roommate thing. You're like, what time?
We did it at 9 a.m. this morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
That's reasonable. Yeah. That's one up you, but I've been awake for, I think, 6 hours.
Already?
Yeah, we did.
You're ready for dinner.
We did 5:45 a.m. thing.
What do you mean thing?
We went to the gym at that time, which
I had a meeting.
That sucked. So
someone in Europe.
Yeah, Katie's like, okay, I want to do better. So just one day a week, because she has a job, which is
what?
So,
where did you just say?
She has a job.
Is what is that? G-O-B? How do you spell that?
I don't, Jake. I don't even know. But
sounds fun.
We went at that time, and she's like, okay, so. Yesterday, she's like, one day a week, I want to get up, if we could do 5:30, just I can get in one day a week so I can come home and relax. And I immediately went, no.
That seems like too many days.
I will not do that. She's like, okay. I was like, I don't want to be woken up at that time, so you're not allowed to. She's like, what? And we had argument. So it resulted in me going with her at 5:30.
So you guys compromised.
Yes.
Good.
And, mentally it was kind of fun to be like, wow, I'm just really getting up and getting after it. But
for Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, exactly. And I am just really tired, so.
So what did you guys do?
What
are we talking?
I did my normal thing. I went just a tiny bit of cardio, went chest and try to start the week. But you did everything.
We did a full-on circuit. Yeah, we did. I squatted, triceps, back, sit-ups. Everything is sore. You know, usually when you work out, the next day, you're like, ooh, I'm sore. I already am having trouble getting up and downstairs. It's been 2 hours.
It is going to be.
I'm already sore.
That is one of the worst ever. It's a great look in the mirror when you're like, I'm this sore from doing this. So you'll get there, man.
I've been looking in the mirror a lot and having talks with my own immune system lately. I think it's been helping.
Yeah.
Corona is kind of surrounding me. A lot of people around me are getting it. And I keep having to talk to myself hey.
Stay strong.
Yeah. Are you weak? No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You're strong.
You're strong.
Okay, you're not going to get this.
You
may get other things. Mm-hmm. You may have, really confused the doctors when you got gonorrhea on your arm, but you're not going to get COVID-19.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what I
feel like you have so much queso that, you know what I mean? I don't think the virus, it just coagulates
get
in there.
Through. Yeah.
You think that?
There's no way. Yeah, whatever pasta sauce they're putting on the chicken Cajun pasta at Chili's is its own immune system of itself. It's pretty thick.
It's an interesting, some kind of weird defensive glue or something.
Yeah. That's what's one of the ingredients.
Nice.
Defensive glue.
Yeah, man. What about, it's been a couple weeks. What is, how was your new year, your holidays? What happened, man?
Mm, Let's see. My sister had COVID during Christmas, which is kind of our family tradition now. My parents had it during Thanksgiving.
A little lump of COVID in the stocking. Yeah, is that what your dad for sure said that, I bet.
Yeah. My dad's not a dad joke guy.
Oh, okay.
He's just like a joke guy. It's awesome. It's great to have around.
Okay.
Lump of COVID. That's good, though. You're going to be a good dad.
Yeah, thanks.
So sister had it then. And but Christmas was great. It was like 55 degrees the day after Christmas. So got outside, hung out with the family, played some pickleball in the driveway. Which is fun. Yeah.
It's like Larry Bird was up on the farm, like playing on a, and there's like a piece of plywood backboard.
It was like a Hoosiers thing. Like, yeah. Like grass, like I'm dribbling on the grass.
Dirt pickleball. Doesn't even bounce. You're diving for it.
Like the cow is out, you know, I'm just like having to use like farm equipment as the net. Yeah. So it was a good Christmas. It was fun. And New Year's was pretty lame as usual. You know, just like I had too much expectations and I knew that going into it and I still like found a way to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. What about you? What'd you do for New Year's?
Had a little dinner party, a super adult thing.
Okay.
And I had like a few other married couples over and everyone like brought a dish.
Sounds about like mine.
It was actually really fun, but it just sounds horribly adult. Like what I do recently that was so adultish, it was sickening. I don't know. That's what it is. My friend came over early. I was like, come over early and we can like prep our dishes together in my kitchen. And we're like cooking together.
Like, when did this happen?
Chatting. Yeah.
When did you get to that age?
But it was fine. It was a pretty good time.
Yeah.
It's nice to have plans. And January 1, woke up and driving to Oklahoma to see my folks because it was this year we're going to do Christmas with Katie's family. So then naturally we also did Christmas with my family.
Yeah.
So I guess I don't really know. We used to do both.
It's like you have divorced parents now. You get multiple Christmases.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nice.
Divorced parents. And they're good. They get along. They talk.
That's good. But in January 1, we had a ton of snow. Did you make it down to Oklahoma fine?
No. So we were in the process of getting an all-wheel drive vehicle. We need to have one. But we're like a couple of days short of having this in time. So it's this big snowstorm. We're trying to get out because it's like, you know, we have plans to do it and we're going to go for it. We're spinning. I'm like, I don't know if we can do it. So it's kind of a side road. Like the main road, you know, sloshy, but you feel like it's can be done. But in my neighborhood, it's like, we just have to get up this side road. So I shovel probably 100 feet of just like
a
like
public road.
Yeah. For a path for like one side of the tires. I'm like,
that's gotta be good enough.
Yeah, it's gotta be enough. And yeah, it worked. It's like, holy moly. And then so we get on the road and we're like, we need gas. So we're trying to locate like what's the quickest way off, because the highway is pretty good, but side roads are sketchy. And we're like, this one looks pretty good. We get over there fine. We get sloshing on ramp back to the highway. Almost there, I catch a right tire on kind of a snow chunk and it kind of catches us. And we just do a little like, not a scary, but just slide into the shoulder.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, we're stuck. I was so mad because I was like, I was immediately enraged. And Katie was very, she's like, it's okay. I was like, ah, because I was like, we'll be here for hours. That's immediately what I fully believed.
You thought you were really stuck.
Well, I knew we were stuck. So it was just a matter of like calling for help and some good old boy within 5 minutes.
Wow.
With a souped up Wrangler with like a winch on it.
Wow.
Was like, need help? And he hooked it on and like pressed a button and his parked Wrangler like pulled us out. I was like, that, it was very emasculating on one end because like I got this niece, I can't get this out. I'm shoveling to just get out of my neighborhood. And he's like, well, my car is able to get yours out with a push of a butt.
Wow. That's sweet though.
It was, I mean, because we drove by 7 or 8 people who were just sitting in the shoulder and you're like, you know, they're sitting there for a while. And
jeez.
I
needed to drive somewhere a few nights ago and my roommate has a four-wheel drive truck, so I thought, let's take your truck. And we exited off the highway and the roads were not as good, like you were saying, once you get off the highway. And there was a car stalled in the right lane and a cop pulled over next to on the left lane, so they're both just stopped. We have nowhere to go. So we start slowing down and we're starting to like skid. So it's like, oh wow, we're either going to hit this car or this police car. Both are not great. And so we're like skidding, not stopping at all. And then Isaac has to like pull off into like the, like where all the shoveled snow has been, like 3 feet worth of snow. And we just ram the snow and it slows us down. It was like adrenaline filled. And it was awesome. I was like, dude, good job. I don't know if I would have made that. I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, just use the snow to slow you down. A little tip out there.
Little tip.
Just let the snow slow you down.
Yeah, head towards the snow.
It was awesome. There was also like a metal beam on the other side of the snow, but we didn't get all the way to that.
Right.
So.
But that also would have stopped you. So if you need, just hit those things.
Yeah, hit that. Yeah, that's always helpful. It was intense.
Oh, that's
fun.
But
I made it.
But do you like snow?
You know, I used to say the phrase, I'm guilty of saying this, like, well, if it's going to be cold, it might as well snow, you know, cause at least it's fun. Mm-hmm. I take that back now. 2021, I don't believe that anymore. Snow sucks.
Snow.
It makes everything dirty. Like, your shoes are dirty. Your car gets dirty.
Right. Waking up, it's snowing. I'm like, this is really pleasant. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to sit in this house. It's lovely out there. I'm going to drink my coffee. But then 5 hours later, I'm like, it needs to melt now.
Yeah, I'm good now. I saw it.
And now, because then it gets slushy, and then it turns into like a weird... It kind of looks like something that'd be in your toilet. It's all muddy. And
why does snow turn brown? Four days later, snow is brown. How did it do that?
I don't know.
Dirt and snow?
That's evolution.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Came from the monkeys.
Yeah.
They're brown. Yeah, probably. I just don't. I don't. It's so bright, too. Like, I drove over here this morning with sunglasses on. Granted, I got blue eyes. I got recessive genes. They're not the most, you know, I don't have defensive glue in my eyes. That's true. But still, it's so bright outside in the snow.
Yes, there's street lights, and it feels like it's daytime, middle of the night. Mm-hmm. Horrible. Reflect snow, I'm out. Snow's canceled, as far as I'm concerned.
Done with it. Edward Snowden, good guy. But just snow itself,
like, yeah,
you know.
He's out. He's not allowed in this country.
That's true. We didn't do the same thing to snow as we did to Snowden.
Yeah. Snow White, she perpetuated...
child labor.
Yeah.
She also not allowed in this country.
Bye.
Goodbye.
There's plenty of others out there. Who else?
Snowman? Why can't it be a snow woman?
Mm-hmm.
Get it out. No more snowmen.
Snow boy. What?
Snow child.
In this country, you got to prove that you're a man.
Mm-hmm.
Snow.
Have a snow bar mitzvah.
Exactly. Jokes that are like, no, but you say a little, can you kind of say an S at the beginning? Snow. Those jokes suck. I don't know where I was going with that. I was thinking of no, it's not. And you go, what do you mean it's not? That's what I was thinking of.
What do you mean it's snowed? Dude.
I am so tired.
It's okay. We both worked out today.
We did, man. I almost feel embarrassed going to the gym on like January 4th. It's like, you saw me here like a few weeks ago, right? So we're good.
You know, this isn't a resolution for me. Right. This is a lifestyle.
This is a lifestyle.
You got that?
Listen, you know, those dumbbells and me are best friends. We've been well acquainted.
You got that. Okay, cool.
You're supposed to like sanitize each kind of station when you're done with it.
Mm.
I don't really do it.
You don't?
I do like a couple and then I forget a couple and then I kind of, this is kind of how it goes. I'm like, okay, station number one, I cleanse it. Number two, I'm working out. I go, and I'm on number three and I go, I forgot. And I'm on number three, and then I go, I forgot that. I'll just keep going. And then I see other people doing it, so on station four, I'm like, I'll go back to doing it. And they go to five, and they go to six. Oh, I forgot five. And then I leave. That's what happens almost every time, yeah.
Okay, cool.
So
I usually would not do it until the end because I wasn't sweaty yet. And I'm like, there's not really germs if you're not sweaty, right? That's how it works.
That's exactly how it works.
You can't really spread germs yet. Right. So like station five, six, seven.
And your sweat is so kind of... It's almost syrupy.
Yes, it's like
the dairy.
If you've ever seen corn syrup, like being poured out of a bottle, that's how sweat kind of comes out of my skin.
So you're
very slow.
Yeah. So yours is gloopy. You can really see when you need to sanitize.
Yeah. Sometimes
other people aren't fortunate.
It's like hard to get out of the seat if I've been sweating there a while. I'm like stuck to it.
Right.
But
that's why the wood is helpful.
Yes, the wood is great.
Yeah.
I don't need some guy in a Wrangler to winch me out of it. I can just get myself out of the chair.
Yeah, it kind of keeps you in there.
You don't need to wipe. Hey, if you ever want to come to our basement, you don't have to wipe your station because it's an unfinished basement with a lot of sawdust from the wood making. Nice. So, you know, no rules, just whatever. Just watch out for splinters.
That's a real kind of CrossFit-y vibe it sounds like you guys have down there.
Yeah, flannels only. And nice. It's very lumberjacky.
Cool. Flannels, like no pants.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just extra long, like tall tee flannel.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll report back next week on how I'm doing. Right now I'm 1-for-1. You know, me and my roommates, we all did it together and it was a good time today.
Yeah.
And I would look forward to more. I want to do it like every weekday.
Nice.
So we'll see. I'll let you know.
Yeah, yeah. So stimulus checks are coming back around?
Yeah, they are. Round two.
Yeah.
Not a moment too soon.
Too soon.
Boy, do I need $600.
Yep.
for the gonorrhea on my arm.
Yeah, I
healthcare doesn't cover anything these days, I guess.
Yeah. Jeez.
Gosh.
Come on. That's Obama and Trump's America. They hey, they've been tag team. They both of them. That's what it starts. You gotta can't upset either side of it that way.
Yeah. Thanks, President. Like, which one are you talking about?
Thanks, presidents. Now and recent. Thanks, present. Thanks, present president and recent ones.
Thanks, 21st century presidents.
Thanks, McConnell. That's my new one.
Yeah.
He was trending and stuff. I don't know. I'd never heard of him until like 3 weeks ago.
I saw, I don't know anything about him. Mm-hmm. I saw a joke on Reddit that was like, what's Mitch McConnell's favorite movie? And then the punchline was Kill Bill. I don't get it.
Good.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know enough to get it, but I'm like, does he not like Bill Clinton?
They might say like Taken. Maybe he took the...
I don't get it though. Like, what? Who is he?
Well, I guess I'm not sure if this is true, but he is, I believe, the unofficial Sith Lord of America.
I knew you were going to say like Ringmaster or something.
I believe he looks Jedi-ish.
Okay.
And I think he...
Are you meaning to say Jewish or did you mean to say Jedi-ish?
Jedi-ish. Oh, okay. I apologize. I'll need to enunciate a little better. He looks Jedi-ish.
he looks like Judaism.
Yeah.
Imagine Judaism.
No.
He looks like that.
No, not Jewish. the Jewish Sith Lord would probably be 1, 2, 3.
Schindler.
Larry King.
I don't know.
Is he Jewish?
Probably. I think most people in New York are.
Okay. Which thoughts and prayers to him. He has COVID.
Does he?
But Mitch McConnell, yeah, I think whenever the government does stuff that kind of, see, yeah, there it is.
Oh, that's Mitch. We got our fax machine here in the office.
Thanks,
today.
Fax machine.
I see the word swamp turtle on the screen. So, huh. He looks like a turtle. Yeah, he does have reptilian features.
He looks turtle-ish, which I think is, Sith Lordy. That is very turtly. That is a heck of a photo of a turtle.
He's got turtleish
features. But anyway, I think, so I guess like basically everyone was good to go to get like $2,000 and he, for whatever reason, as Sith Lord has the power to be like, to use his force.
He like vetoed his force.
And he...
Oh, so it's not like Kill Bill Clinton or anything like that. It's like Kill the Bill. Like... legislature
up to this point.
Oh, yes. That's a tough word for me to say. Holy cow.
Legislature.
Whoa. That hurt my hamstrings saying that one.
But he has been on file saying he wants to kill Bill Clinton.
On file.
Yeah.
We've got he wrote it down for us. We put it in the filing cabinet.
Yeah. So,
when you're a Sith Lord, you can get away with it. You can say whatever you
exactly.
want.
Exactly.
Turtle.
That's your politics. That maybe we should do a segment on politics where we just make stuff up.
What do you mean, make stuff up? I think that was nonpartisan news.
Sorry. Yeah, that's what nonpartisan news. That's our segment.
That's us, NPN.
So let's, how about, you know what, how about this? Because this is easy to do. Jake, give us your nonpartisan, very neutral, very factual take on Trump and Fauci's relationship.
Oh, okay. So Fauci is a hoax. And mm-hmm. once again, I want to emphasize this is nonpartisan. Mm-hmm. So Fauci is not even a real person. Mm-hmm. That is, have you ever seen the movie Dave?
Is that real? Is this a trick question?
No, Dave is a real movie. Yes. I don't know where I'm going with it yet, but Dave is a real movie. Dave, he's the president and he gets really sick, but they don't want the American people to know that he's sick. So, but they don't know that Dave has a twin brother. And so he is posing to be the president, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got going on with the Fauci situation.
Okay.
The Fauci that we see is a manifestation of what most people would know as the fictional character Stuart Little. Mm-hmm. Did you notice he has very mouse-ish features? That's also tough for me to say. Legislature mouse-ish features?
I have noticed that.
Yes. So,
and he is a little man as well.
He is little. He is little and he loves cheese.
Mm-hmm. And when you know it, who's the one person we know who's able to fend off COVID simply by eating fermented dairy products?
It all makes sense, guys.
And he's not telling the people that. Well, if he was real.
Yeah. So.
That was, yep.
I don't want to get into it too much, but just know that that is true.
Okay.
Fauci is not real. He is a hoax. COVID is real, but Fauci himself is a hoax.
Donald Trump took down COVID, no problem. He's literally the color of cheddar cheese. Riddle me that.
I haven't got COVID, and most of my body is queso.
Yeah.
Riddle me that.
Mm-hmm.
Trey, would you like to now give everyone...
There's no queso in L.A.
What do you... What?
There's no queso in L.A. There's hard to find queso in L.A., right?
It's look like at a their shortage.
Cases. Look at their cases.
It's like water in Flint.
Oh, it's just culture. I mean, you look at the South.
South.
You look at the South, the way they've Oklahoma, they've hardly any regulations. It hasn't really been a hot spot. There's a lot of queso.
Chips and queso is still on the table every time you go to a Tex-Mex restaurant.
You think Governor Cuomo's ever had queso the right way? No. Velveeta is the... When you have a cheese product that doesn't need to be refrigerated and you're able to get past that through your body, nothing can ever take you down.
That's the right way. Mm-hmm. The wrong way is anything with an adjective in front of it. Goat cheese. Goat cheese.
Goat. Okay, hold on. Yeah. The one more. There's goat cheese.
It's like a sheep or a lamb.
Goat
it's
not, cheese.
Yeah.
There's cottage cheese.
Yeah. I want no adjectives for my cheese.
Yeah. Cottages are soft in general. Those are the weakest form of a living arrangement.
It's one of the weakest dwellings there is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in the Big Bad Wolf story. I want
basement cheese. cellar cheese.
That's strong. Like tornado dungeon cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Straight out of a can. Mm-hmm. I want to survive with this. Do we need more nonpartisan news?
I think we got it. I want to talk about Stuart Little a little more. Okay. Because I forgot how awesome those movies were.
There was a lot of famous mice. Like American people have very much like popularized mice.
Yeah.
We're talking Minnie, Mighty.
Ratatouille. We've talked
Ratatouille.
We're talking
Stuart Little.
Fauci.
Fauci. He's been big this year. This was his breakout year.
He's, I mean, very popular this year. Very guy big in the news.
That mouse from The Green Mile, Mr. Jangles.
Yeah.
He was big.
Who else?
That's quite a few mice.
That is quite a few. What? Well, Stuart Little, so he was a little animated mouse, right? But I'm only picturing that little boy actor because he looked like a mouse, right? He looks like Drew Carey.
Really?
And a mouse.
I've never seen the movies. I read like
What does Drew Carey do?
Drew?
Well, like, he's one of those celebrities where everyone knows Drew Carey, but like, he's just kind of hosted stuff that we all agree other people have done better at doing. You know, I don't.
Oh yeah, because he's doing The Price Is Right now, isn't he?
Right. He was kind of.
And he hosted Whose Line.
Whose Line was very popular, which he hosted, and he.
And everyone was just way funnier than him.
Right. He kind of felt like he was like just doing dad jokes, and kind of facilitating it. We're like, okay, get back to the guys. And then how we got to that point, I don't know. I think he was kind of a comedian actor or something.
I know he was in a sitcom. I forgot what it was called, but he was in a sitcom. I think with Ryan Stiles.
Yeah.
In like the 90s.
And then Price is Right is obviously, I mean, it's one of the biggest and best ever. And he got that job. And I think he's doing a fine job, I guess. But how did he land that? I don't know.
How do we get that?
I don't know.
Are we taking the right steps to someday host The Price is Right?
But I've also always thought that like hosting stuff, I understand is like a big honor and probably a hot, nice paying job and like takes a certain set of skills. But are those people having fun?
Like
I've just done a couple hosty things and I'm like, I can do it, but am I having a blast being like, and this is what this is now?
A all-inclusive trip to the Caribbean.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're having a blast. I don't know.
It has to get old.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the new people every time keep it fresh, but yeah, you're doing the same games every day. Although I do love Planko. Oh, I love Planko. Yeah.
True, Planko, or the yodel one.
Mountain Climber, or yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. That was a good one. That was the coolest yodeling got before Walmart Yodel Boy. And then Lonely by Justin Bieber also kind of reminded us that yodeling exists.
Right.
Which is good. We need that reminder every now and then.
I know. Yeah, Bieber's new stuff, it's all over the place.
Yeah, New Year's Day.
He's doing some yodeling.
Midnight.
The new music video, he's kind of like a boxer character, when boxing's very big in the weird influencer world.
What did you think of the music video?
I watched like 45 seconds of it and I've never enjoyed music videos. I'm kind of surprised. I guess now videos come back around where it maybe makes sense, but I was like, who's like, ooh, I like the song. I need to go watch the video to it. And they're never that entertaining. They're bizarre. They don't make sense. Like,
yeah.
I guess now Justin Bieber is a boxer in this.
Yeah. I didn't really get it. It was like very like cinematically shot. I was like, this is cool.
Right.
But it was also, my guess is that Hollywood's just like, All right, this is another pop song about love. We've done this 5,000 times. How do we make a new music video? Like, how do we do something no one's ever done before? We could airbrush his skin and make all of his tattoos go away, and he could be a boxer.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do that.
So what is the song about?
There's no way I could love anyone but you. So the whole song is from his perspective. I couldn't love anyone but you. But then the whole music video seems like it's more like her, like, supporting him and just, like, looking at him like, oh, that's my boy. Look at him fight. Mm-hmm. But he kisses her at the end of the music video. That's not Haley.
Oh, really?
Bad boy. Bad boy.
He deserves an uppercut from Haley, I think.
Bad Bieber. There's a lot of, you know how I keep getting confused? Is Bad Baby and Bad Bunny. Two very different people.
Mm. Bad Bunny, can you name one of his songs? Why, isn't he just big in, like, South America?
Posiblemente, senor.
Yeah. A lot of queso there.
I don't know.
I don't know if there's queso there.
And I keep thinking that Bunny is more of like a feminine thing, like Lola Bunny or something like that. And I always think Bunny is the girl, but Bad Baby, she's the girl. She's the Catch Me Outside girl.
Man, how attractive was Lola Bunny?
She was my first animated crush.
Yeah.
Still is. A little bit.
I know.
It's... Oh, Bugs Bunny. That was... Yeah. No, that's
Lola
a rabbit.
Bunny looks...
like, that's another famous mouse.
Lola Bunny.
Oh.
Lola Bunny is more attractive. Lola Bunny feels more like a human than Fauci does. You know, isn't it interesting? Some of these people look very animalish, and some of these artists are very talented. They make animations look very human-like.
Very, very good at what they do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, Lola was awesome. Definitely first animated crush, because she was sporty. She could hang with the guys. I was like, this is what I like. This is
what
I want.
That sass. Mm. That sass.
Yes.
For the 90s, she really stood up for herself as a woman, a bunny woman.
Bunny woman. It was tough for bunny woman back
then.
Very
marginalized.
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, bunnies all over the place. No one respected bunnies.
Yeah.
They're just, oh, they're cute little things like Happy Easter.
Mm-hmm.
You get this crazy big, why are bunnies part of Easter? We don't know.
And no one knows. But then this bunny comes in, she's sassy. I loved it. She leave the room and I say, hey, girl, come on, back that sass up. I want to see more of that, you know?
My goodness, she was an all-around player, too.
Yeah, she was. She could play all five spots.
Yeah.
She had bunnies. Yeah, she could get up.
She did. Man, she was the first one, man. I can't wait. You think they'll do that again in Space Jam 2 with LeBron?
Oh, yeah.
Some other, like, sexualized...
Lola Duck.
Lola Duck.
That doesn't have the same ring to it.
Quack, quack, quack.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or like a gay duck. Quack, quack, quack.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That could be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that. That's my gay duck. I'm working on it. I'm workshopping my gay duck right now.
Kill Bill. Maybe it's because turtles don't like ducks.
Welcome back to Nonpartisan News.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Lola Duck could be good.
Lola
like
Duck.
Damien Mallard.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
Did you see Steph had 62 last night?
Yeah.
It's crazy. He's back.
That is crazy.
He never left.
Steph Curry, 62 points.
Did you all see that viral clip of him? He made 105 threes in a row.
Yes.
Just corner threes, just in the gym, 105 in a row. It's insane.
Yeah.
Good for you, Steph. Stephanie.
I don't really understand it. His name is clearly Steven. Was it, but he always went by Stefan?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's get his dad on the pod and ask him.
Yeah. Let's do that. Let's get Stephen Curry on the pod.
Yeah.
Like, what's up, Steven?
All right, I'm checking my notes here. Steven Curry.
We should get some guests on Correct Opinions where they're like, you know, if we get a really prominent guest, we would like probably respect them, but we get this kind of random guest and we just like say their name wrong the whole time.
Like he corrects you.
Yeah.
No, Roger.
Yeah.
Roger, got it. Raja. Okay, so Raja, tell me.
So once again, guys, make sure you follow and listen to Robert's podcast. Thanks for coming on here.
It's Roger.
Yeah.
It's Roger.
Guys, seriously, like, you're starting to take me off. All right.
Okay. Robbie's got an attitude on
Robbie.
Okay.
All right, Daryl. Just, like, get farther and farther away. It's Roger.
Oh, like Mr.
Dandy?
Okay. Mr. Roberts.
Dandy.
Got it. Dandy.
Are you saying Mitch? Are you saying Fauci? Is that your name? We should interview Fauci.
I think after the COVID goes away, he's going to have some free time.
If he was real.
Yeah, I wish we could get him.
Yeah.
We could get his twin brother.
Maybe we could, yeah, we could do like a hologram Fauci. Ooh, that could be good.
How mainstream are holograms getting? I feel like 4 or 5 years ago, I saw Prince in concert. He was like hologrammed at the Super Bowl or something. Mm. I was like, this is cool. But then I expected to see more holograms, and I have not.
Yeah, I don't know. I maybe start with Prince because it's just less to hologram.
He was already tiny, small. Tiny, yeah.
Kind of mousy.
Less to hologram.
Yeah, I think.
You have to pay per particle. And so it just makes more sense to get someone 5'4".
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was probably the biggest thing. So they're working on... They're going to do like J-Lo, but she, I mean, her.
They can only get the front.
Yeah, there it is. I mean, yeah. J-Lo. I'm starting to get annoyed with J-Lo.
Why? Is she not texting you back?
No, not that, but I.
She's texting just, fine.
At some point, it's kind of like, she's 50 teat. Look at her. She's 52.
Did you say 50 teat?
50 teat. She's 50 teat. She's 52 and like, I don't know. Like the Jennifer Aniston thing started to get annoying.
Mm.
Like, okay, we can acknowledge. She's definitely, I mean, 15 years ago was better. Which is, that's just real life. I mean, it's fine. My hairline's receding. It's fine.
It's fine. I met J-Lo once.
Oh, how
was
she?
If I meet her again, I'll tell her that you're kind of tired of her. You'd like her to be younger.
Thank you. Well, this all kind of stems back to American Idol and they didn't want me.
Yeah.
Did she look like, was she that we're like, oh, this is a pretty woman, or were you like, oh, there's a lot happening here?
There really was like something. I've never been like a starstruck kind of guy, and still like I had no problem talking to her, but there was like a certain like aura, like you were like glowing, like people use that word all the time, like, oh, like girl, like queen, you're glowing. That was the one and only time, and this is gonna sound like so like dramatized, but truly, like, where I was like, whoa, she is like, you could just look at her, even if you didn't know anything about American culture, and be like, that girl's probably famous. Mm-hmm. Like, look at her face.
Right.
It just looks different than mine. Mm-hmm. Mine's pinkish, as we talked about before the episode. Yeah. I got a pink face.
Like, she did, her people videoing her don't have like an impossible task of trying to do the white balance.
Derek over here is like, dude, I don't know. I'm trying to help you out, man, but the white balance has your skin really pink.
I'm trying to darken it, but then you look orange, and then you, like, then you look almost magenta, I think is the word to use.
Yeah, J-Lo looked nice. Right. She was just nice and brown.
Yeah.
She had brown face.
Yeah.
But naturally.
Right.
And natural brown face.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
No. I couldn't do brown face.
Right.
Unless I earn it by tanning.
I wonder if, because I used to lifeguard and really, I gave no care at all, and I'd oil up, I'd really get tan. And I wonder if, and I could get really tan. So I wonder if now it's comes, like, could I reach a point of tanning too much? And then I am canceled.
Stop you being racist.
Yeah.
Stop putting oil on your skin so much.
Yeah.
Something to shoot for this summer.
Maybe.
Could be fun.
Maybe. But she is a beautiful brown woman.
She is nice. She's nice to look at.
I don't know.
Mm.
That's a total shot. I think she's just Mexican.
I'm going to guess. Bolivian.
I think she's Mexican.
Okay. I don't know much about her. We didn't go into, I didn't ask her 23andMe when I was talking to her. Wanted to, obviously, but didn't have time. It was American Idol auditions.
Yeah. So, okay. Oh, it was, that's how you talked to her.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It was very short and brief.
Oh, J-Lo.
Puerto Rican. Wow, you nailed it.
Oh, first time. Okay. Puerto Rican. Nice.
Puerto Rican. I'm mad at a celebrity.
She's American.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
kind of.
It's not a state, but it's like the next best. It's like the minor leagues.
She's technically a U.S. citizen, so she will get the stimulus check. As long as on her 2020 or probably 2019 taxes, she reported less than $75,000.
Which she might have. We don't know. For us to judge.
We don't know that.
You're mad at J-Lo. I'm upset at Taylor Swift right now.
I'm just jealous of J-Lo.
Oh, okay.
Mad at Taylor Swift.
I'm mad at Taylor Swift because I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan. Love her music. I've been listening to it even more recently.
She's someone who's kind of piglet complexion-y.
She has a piglet nose.
Yeah.
In a cute way. Mm. Obviously, if Taylor Swift wanted to hang out with me in a one-on-one setting, I'm not going to deny her because of her piglet features. But we can say, she does share some with me.
Uh-huh.
But I'm mad at her because in one of her songs on her new album, I was driving in my car. This is right when it came out a few weeks ago. And there was a sound, this big drum. Well, if you haven't heard the song before, you think a tire has blown in your car. And then you pull over in the Olive Garden parking lot because you're like, dang, I just blew a tire.
Because you're white.
And then you think, and you're like, maybe that was just a song. And you listen to it back, and that was a song. And then you're mad at Taylor Swift for making you feel like an idiot.
Really?
Yeah, that's a real story.
Do you remember the song in the moment?
No.
You'd recognize it off? Is it off the new album?
Yeah, it's off the new album. I'm sorry. I should have came prepared with this. I didn't know we were talking about celebrities who were mad at.
You're just listening through it.
Yeah, I mean, there's like 45 songs in this album, so I don't know which one was on.
Man.
I'll get back to you. But I really thought my tire blew. Just Taylor.
Wow, you had to fully pull over.
I pulled over in Olive Garden. Checked it out. Looked good.
When you're there, you're...
You're a Swiftie.
Yeah. When you're there, you're family.
Trey, should we do our triple trade triple to end this episode?
Let's do it. Yeah, where are we at, Derek? How much time I lost track.
I think we're like 35-ish.
Nice.
Cool.
Oh, I'm falling asleep.
Our triple trade triple this week is going to be your three just favorite captions that you've seen so far this year.
Yes.
In 2021. Favorite, you know, Facebook, Instagram captions. I'll start. Saw a lot of this on December 31st, January 1st. All the same. The exact same. 2020, it's no secret. It's been a crazy year. Lots of highs and obviously lots of lows, but wouldn't change a thing. Blessed to have this one by my side and can't wait for a awesome 2021 with you, babe. I've seen that about 84 times.
Yeah, I'm sick of everyone being like, 2020 was obviously a crazy year. Just
come on, guys.
We all
know
this now. I'm trying to find some of these you're talking about.
Everyone. If you can go back on Instagram to December 31st, everyone will have that caption.
I'm just looking up people I know who are married. Oh, nothing there. I'm just guessing at people I know. I'm just typing in Sarah and going through all of them.
Well, I want to get it on the phone. Yeah, everyone, which it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And whoa, here's it. I went to Instagram. Here's a text I just got. One of my friends is obsessed with you, and her birthday is coming up. Would you be willing to make a birthday video? I looked for you on Cameo, but you weren't there, so I had to text instead.
What are you?
I don't think I'm.
You got a personal text?
That's
that?
One of my friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you feel about those requests?
Oh, I'm honored. That doesn't really happen.
Oh, okay.
People aren't really obsessed with me. I don't feel like I'm to the point where you should be obsessed with me. I haven't earned it. My skin's still pink.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, once I start taking better care of my outer appearance, then you can be obsessed with me.
You got to do that video inside. That snow reflection is going to hit way different.
We're going to have way more orange lighting than this. And, I did put a little product in my hair today, so this is a good birthday video day.
That's nice.
Yeah, I surely don't think people should be obsessed with me yet. Like, obviously they should eventually.
Oh, this is good. I got a...
But not yet.
So I do cameos, right? I think everyone knows what Cameo is. If you don't, it's kind of like... It's
an
just,
old wooden ship.
Yeah, it's a way...
In the Civil War era.
It's a way you can just say... you can submit a request. Be like, hey, my friend is a big fan of you, Trey. Say happy birthday or whatever. And I get great reviews on 99% of them because I think everyone understands what they are.
Sure.
It's just a quick kind of selfie video. But I think every now and then I get a review where people, I think they thought I would create a full scale production for them or something.
Oh, they want a girls be like for Britney's birthday be like.
I don't know. But I got this awesome review that it was 2 stars out of 5.
Okay.
But he goes, honestly, man, well, number one, he chastised me because I said the wrong thing. But it was, in fact, he typed out the wrong instruction. I followed his instructions.
Oh,
no.
So you
didn't even say this, man. And honestly, dude, granted, this is a video of me going, happy birthday, Susie. I heard you're a big fan. Shout out to you. I heard you're a big fan. I heard you love this video. And, you're a physical therapist. Keep doing your thing. This is from Danny. He loves you very much. Happy birthday. And so that's what I'm doing. And this review said, I showed this video to several people and they were like, honestly, this guy claims he's a comedian, not funny, man. And by the way, you looked whooped in the video. Maybe he was like, then comment. And so I looked back at the video. I was like, I mean, that's just how my face looks. I mean, I can't, you knew that when you signed up for that.
You look whooped.
It's like if someone was like, by the way, Jake, you looked fairly pink in this. You're like, well, you know,
you were pale.
You know that. Yeah. You didn't even get a tan before doing this.
Your hair was like a ambiguous strawberry blonde in the video.
The few times a review, because if a review is just mean, I'm like, that's kind of funny. But when a review is that just moronic, it made no sense to me. And I actually wanted to respond, could you elaborate on it? But I left it. But I thought I got a kick out of that.
That is, I can't believe you have to deal with that stuff.
I showed this birthday message to friends. They're like, this guy's supposed to be a comedian.
The way he said happy birthday didn't make me laugh at all.
Yeah, I was like, what? What am I supposed to do? But anyways, I thought that was funny.
That's, I mean, it sounds like he, oh, yeah, whatever. That's too bad. But yeah, 2020's been a crazy year. Been a
crazy year.
Lots of highs, lots of lows.
Seen this? Something like this. It's like, hey, 2021, let's do better this year, huh? Something. Hey, 2021.
Hey, 2021.
Better vibes.
I've got pretty low standards, so don't let me down.
Yeah, those.
That's a great capture right yeah. now. Hey, let's have some 2020 fun and leave 2020 in the past. What do you say, girls?
Bye, 2020. Not going to miss ya. Or see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Goodbye to Felicia and bye to 2022. See ya later. Hello, 2021.
You know, the one you described it, like that in the midst of 2022 where everyone was like, you know, you had your early victims who were, it clearly was difficult, you know, like us, we were supposed to get married right when everything was crappy. Or like there's birthdays, people were like, happy birthday to my husband. You know, it'd be, this was 6 weeks in, like we were supposed to have a party, but we're here all by ourselves. And this looks different, but happy birthday. Like that makes sense.
Yeah.
But then we get into like October, people are like, this is a party with 10 people instead of 40. I know it looks a little different this year. Like,
I didn't even want to post this picture because it's so embarrassing.
It doesn't look different, actually. It's actually all the same because we're all doing this now. And that's what all the... 2020 was a hard year for all of us. Okay, you just couldn't go to, like, your spring break trip.
Yeah, you didn't, you know, contract some sort of disease by drinking after someone at a bar. Yeah. It's probably a good year for you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably worked out for the best.
Yeah, looking up, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
You kept your job and the government sent you $3,000. I mean, this year was awesome for you.
Yeah. That's a good one. My second favorite caption right now. I've just started seeing this from a few friends on Facebook. The movie Wonder Woman came out. So I've seen a few of these where it's a husband and wife, and the husband will post, just saw Wonder Woman with the bestie, but as it turns out, I've got my Wonder Woman right here.
You've seen that.
I've seen that multiple times. Saw it this morning while I was eating cereal.
Or they try to be clever. They're like, just saw Wonder Woman. Also, we saw the movie.
Then I went to a theater.
Yeah.
That'd be funny if they just like keep going with the caption, like, hey, just saw the new Wonder Woman. Didn't have to go back to 1984 to find my Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. Although it would have been better if I did, because you think she looks good now? You should have seen her in the 80s. Yeah. Sorry, babe. But let's be honest. Same as J-Lo, right? You look way better back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Just this really long caption. That's what I want to see more of. Yeah, just like a stream of consciousness.
Wait, you say she looks like J-Lo? Wait, hold on.
What did you just say?
What's going on?
Like, she came up with that in 10 seconds. I think more husbands should be like, spend just a little more time. Just a little more time in a caption.
I think if I had a normal person on Instagram, I think... And whenever you get a girlfriend, you should do that. Be like, it starts as what seems sensitive or like sincere with your girl, and then you just delineates to clearly you're just making fun of every couple. Like, this girl, I mean, it's been a different year than most, but I know this. I have this girl by my side who I love, and she is the best. And man, have you ever seen a hotter girl? Also,
I have. Here's a few. I'm gonna list them off right now.
If I'm being completely neutral and honest here and objective.
Emma Watson 3 years ago? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? That one, Margot Robbie in that one movie.
Megan Fox in Transformers.
I mean,
I could go on forever.
Well, she's looking under the hood. I can't beyond those. And then Hollywood, you know, it's not fair. They have the light in them. They have the Hollywood. They have professional. But for what it is, my wife, she does her own makeup.
She's
gorgeous. Yes.
Yeah. My girl right here, I wouldn't trade her for anything in the world. She knocks my socks off. Mm-hmm. Some days I'll wake up and she has taken my socks off in my sleep. And I wonder, where are my socks? She's hidden my socks. She has this weird sock fetish. It's not a foot fetish. It's different than a foot fetish.
She's washed them, which is nice, but she claims she's losing them. And where is she putting them?
Where is she putting them? Or any other boyfriends out there going through what I'm going through?
Yeah.
Where are my socks?
Please comment. Please let me know. Love you, babe. That's what we need it's more a good of that.
Yeah. Resolution for 2021.
Yeah, we need more of that. Just
off the wall captions. That's funny. Yeah.
This is my girl. I love her so much. I hate these. We're still all in shock. This girl said I do a few years ago. Where you're like, are you
really?
Dude,
have some self confidence.
You're a decent guy. I mean, we're still all in shock. She said yes. Not really. She always had a boyfriend. It's just whoever asked her first. I can't imagine going on in life without this girl. Ever since God blessed me with this girl, I can't imagine going in life without her, because it's really gotten better. She makes me food all the time. I've never had groceries better than like just ramen noodles, and she gets those things for me.
Sometimes I think it's a black shirt. She says, yeah. No, that's actually navy. And I would not have had any clue had she not been there.
And I mean, I'm like, are you sure? And I used to just never turn even the lights on in my house.
Can you wear a brown belt with black shoes? She says, no, this helps me out. I had no idea.
Can't imagine life without
her.
Yeah. She is the best. Love you. We need more of that.
Love you, babe.
Have you ever seen Wonder Woman?
No.
I wonder. Have you, Derek?
I saw the reviews were bad.
Oh.
Bad
oh,
really? Reviews.
None of us have seen Wonder Woman.
We're very sexist.
Yeah. This there is was not Wonder a good look Man? In the
sure.
Yeah. Oh.
Iron Man? Seen all three.
Wonder Man. Oh, Iron Man, dude.
Batman. Superman.
Seen it. Absolutely. Oh, my
but
gosh.
But I will boycott Wonder Woman. Right.
I literally saw an article today about something about some like bishop concluded his prayer with amen and a woman.
Oh, I saw a bishop say go Bears. I thought that's what we were talking about. He said, and God help the Bears beat the Packers tonight.
Let me see. Maybe that was a joke. Did I?
It was real.
It was real.
He stole it from you.
He's from Missouri.
And I came to one
so
of your shows.
He concluded his prayer with amen and a woman. Yeah. Like to be kind of like, or was he, do you know?
I don't know. I didn't see this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Being inclusive. Dude, I tried to make a joke out of that, and I was like, that I don't know if people will get it. And then it actually happened.
And now it's amen. Happening. Like, bishops are doing it.
Why is it amen? Why isn't it a woman? Iron Man, Super Bat Catwoman?
No.
No. Never saw it.
Pretty Little Women? No.
No. No, never seen it.
No.
Little Women, I've never seen it.
Bridesmaids?
Pretty Women.
No.
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 Bridesmaids? No.
I've seen Groomsmen.
Bad Boys?
Wait, why haven't they?
Bad Boys 1 and 2. Yes.
Why haven't they made Groomsmen?
Men in Black 1 and 2.
Men.
Yes.
Women in Black? No.
No.
Women in White? Maybe.
The all-female remake of whatever it was?
Ocean's 11? Ocean's 8?
Oh, yeah.
No.
No. What did they call that? It was like
Ocean's 8.
It was Ocean's 8?
Yeah.
Is that sexist? Was that because of like
Ghostbusters?
Ovaries?
Because of they have eight ovaries, don't they?
Yeah,
it's like cows' stomachs, I think. I don't know.
Oh, that's so good. What's it called? The Wild Gambit? What's it called?
Queen's Gambit.
Queen's Gambit? No, refuse to watch it.
I have seen the Queen's Gambit.
Dang it!
No, it's really good.
How funny.
Actually, when you said bishop,
It's based on a true story.
It's kind of loosely based on Bobby Fischer's like come up as like a chess player, but not really. It's not really a true
story. So they took a true story about a guy who was the best chess player ever, just made it a girl.
From what I understand. Yeah.
Which is, we need more of that.
It's a great show.
Have you seen the, I'm pumped for this. It's a new Netflix film they're making to come out this summer called Michaela Jordan.
No. You're lying.
Michaela Jordan. It's a inspirational film about how this 6'6 girl wins the dunk contest.
She went to North Carolina, only played her freshman year, and then got drafted by the Bulls and just had a historic career.
And they think it's going to be a Ravens success. The same girl, she's ambiguous looking, so they're going to do Michaela Phillips after that. Phelps.
I know.
Dang it!
I was just going to make that
joke. No! I messed it up, dude.
I was going to go the exact same spot.
All right. This joke, we've hammered this joke enough. I know.
Should we do it for another 10 minutes?
We're a very not sexist studio here. I just wanted that to be...
We are one of the least sexist podcasts in this house.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In this house.
We're one of the least sexist podcasts in Iraq.
Yes. We have a few viewers there, and they think we're very inclusive. Yeah.
I don't know, dude. This is out of control.
Do you have any other captions?
I haven't seen... But did the first Wonder Woman get good reviews? It did, right? First Wonder Woman was
like
great.
The original.
But then they just kind of like did it again. Like maybe this one was about, this one was based in the 80s or something. What was it called?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Mm.
I mean, I truly know nothing about it. So what do you want to talk about now? Have you seen any other captions?
Other captions. A lot... Just the really like crass kind of like maybe people like flipping off or just like looking at like FU 2020. Those are great.
Yeah.
I guess at the store, there's all sorts of like, just screw you 2020, like decorations and stuff.
Oh, really?
It's funny. It's kind of wild that a year is like so, our whole lives, like, yeah, 2020, everyone hated. But I don't think I was like unhappy this year. But it definitely, I didn't prefer a lot of what happened. But
I don't want it to happen again. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, we were very fortunate,
right,
in 2020. To be men, as I said.
Is that what you're going with?
That? For the Iraqis, they would appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember what my third Triple H triple is going to be. So I'm going to, this is an honorable mention, throw it back to like a month or so ago. All the Thanksgiving captions. Thankful for this little turkey, you know, or like they have a newborn, you know, like this is, you know, my little turkey, or like a newborn announcement.
Been
like we're pregnant.
In them for 9 months or something. Like, I don't. Is this basting?
Is this like a, we're kind of like a natural childbirth? I don't know what does this mean?
Yeah, I don't. At one point, it was, yeah.
Took the stuffing out yesterday.
Preheating this guy.
Yeah.
Baked him. We put this guy on the Traeger back in February.
Oh, Super Bowl baby. Okay. Must be a Chiefs fan.
Mm. Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
But people love the turkeys. Yeah. Have this little turkey. This little turkey's getting a younger brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if I saw. Oh, and then I think of classic, kind of a classic annoying one is, you know, maybe a photo or like a video of, here's, you know, six couples having a kiss and I'm single.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a classic.
I saw a lot of that on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or just
like,
wow, I love relationships. And then they pan back and then themselves, which, like, just taking a drink.
Which I didn't, maybe, I think I'm weird about this. I really don't like, like, Katie one time teased me. I think she tried to, like, give me a little quick kiss or something, like, in front of a few people. And I was like,
Don't let them watch.
Why are you being weird? I was like, you're my husband. So I'm really bad about this, but I don't know. You know, we're together with a bunch of our closest friends, couples. There's, like, a couple single people there, but we're, like, doing the countdown thing. And I'm like, I really don't want to do this, like, simultaneous group kiss. And when I say that, I don't mean we didn't.
You weren't all in the center.
Right. We didn't do like 10. We didn't do that. But it just felt, it felt for like 2 seconds. It was kind of like a swingers party.
Yeah.
It was like all of us were locked lips at the same moment in my living room. And I really, really didn't like that. I really didn't like it.
I never thought about
it. I mean, I made mine with Katie quick. And I think she kind of was like, okay. Like, but just.
I want to watch the others. Let's go fast. I want to watch them kiss.
Yeah, then I turned around and Jake was like peeking through the window. And
this is awesome. I got to get in on this.
His face was like a flashlight.
One of those pink flashlights.
But you know what I mean? I really didn't like it.
No, I'm with you. I mean, for one, I think there's a reason we've never kissed in public. You know, we don't like, both of us are on the same page. We don't want other people to see that.
Yeah.
But on the other side, if I think the only time I would kiss in public is if it was New Year's and I knew everyone else was kissing. Like, they're not watching because they're occupied.
Well, I agree. Like, big room with strangers, it feels like more of a party. But an intimate, there's like four couples, eight people. It's quiet. And we're just sitting, we're all on the living room couch.
Like, let's say, okay, let's say there's six people sitting on the couch and you have to leave early to go, I don't know, out of town.
Yep.
And Katie says bye. Are you guys gonna kiss in front of them?
No, no.
Good.
No.
That would be disgusting.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're waiting till marriage.
Good. Yes. Good for you. Yep. I'm saving a lot of things till marriage. Visiting Iraq. I want to do that once I'm married. Mm-hmm. You know.
Get the vaccine.
I'm gonna say we gotta wait till marriage to get that.
Okay.
Dude, I was thinking the other day, like, I hung out with people on New Year's Eve that they were, I can't remember if we've already talked about this on the podcast before.
What?
Like, no, I think we definitely have. Sorry. Oh, okay. People who were like, wait, you hang out with them when they're waiting to get their test results back.
Oh, yeah.
We've already talked about it. It keeps happening. Like, it's just crazy. Yeah. Like, it's worked out fine.
I know. I was supposed to get a haircut. Really was looking forward to that. But my guy was like, my barber hit me up. He's like, hey, man, I can't smell or taste, so maybe don't. I'm like, well, thanks. I feel like a lot of people would just be like, yeah, I have some symptoms, but, you know, waiting on my test. I'm glad you didn't do that to me. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like if you're a barber, as long as you don't lose your sense of touch or vision, you can still make it happen, though.
Right.
You know, you still got those. You need those two senses.
That's true. Taste or smell. Imagine how crazy did that remove some of those senses? Could you imagine if it was like, Yeah, I was like blind for 3 weeks.
I think I got COVID. Where is everything?
Whoa. Yeah, I can't feel anything. It's just like, can't. Like, is this, do I have it? Do I, I can't, like, have the fancy water bottle?
Everything feels asleep.
Yeah.
Oh.
What are the, I'm forgetting one of the senses, I feel like.
Hearing. Smell,
hearing. Yeah, if you went deaf for a few weeks. Like, how is COVID able to, like, take down the easiest of senses? Surely, I guess there's just more defense on the hearing and the seeing.
I guess so. Thanks, COVID, for only taking those two away.
Yeah. You gotta feel, imagine if you're like, if Helen Keller got COVID.
She would maybe, like, she become would, a superhero.
Yeah, I think of like one of two things. She would, I mean.
Her sense of touch would be amazing. That's the only one she has left.
She would immediately become like immortal, I think. Yeah. Her sense of touch, she would.
She would touch for everything. She would touch to taste. She would touch to hear.
Yeah.
Legislature.
She would touch to hear?
Yeah.
She can't hear. That's one of her.
That's what I'm saying. She would use her sense of touch for all of her other senses.
Yeah.
It would be super powered.
That should be.
She would grab things out of the air to listen to
it. If Helen Keller got COVID, she would. She'd become the Sith Lord, I think. She would literally get the Force in real life.
And she would be very turtly.
Yeah.
Like the guy in Master of Disguise.
Just leave you with that crazy thought, folks. Do less guests.
That thought provoker. Yeah.
What an episode. Hit us in the comments. Hit the email, dlg@treykennedy.com, to give us all your segments, ideas, and stuff to talk about. And
if you need more caption ideas, let me know.
Yeah. Talk to you next time. Peace.